You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, July 14th show. We bring into the studio each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything money. We're here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, we have Dee Gupta with Dee Coaching talking about overcoming fear. Dee, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
And a little bit about Dee. Dee, as a kid, was extremely shy and introverted. She had a difficult time talking to people and didn't feel that she made an impression. So she was convinced that she had to go after success, that she studied software engineering and went in to have a successful career at Microsoft and similar companies for over 13 years. But as Dee became more aware of herself, it didn't feel authentic anymore. It took her a while, but eventually through a lot of seminars, workshops, videos, self-introspection, and journaling, she overcame some of her major limitations and false beliefs. Her biggest struggle ended up being her greatest gains. Dee now coaches others to live authentically and powerfully. And you know, I really love your bio, Dee, because I'm a real believer in you really find your true where you're supposed to be in your employment when you find out who you truly are as a person and you have gone through that process. So I just love how you're helping others and you've been through their struggles, and that's the people that you can really help when you've been there before. So
thank you.
I'm very excited to talk with you. And we're going to talk about overcoming fear. And I think anybody that's listening to the show right now could probably have some sense of fear about something.
Dee, tell us what you do. I'm excited about this.
So I'm a personal growth coach. What I do is I work with the psychology of achieving goals. I help you understand what blocks you and what your fear are in achieving goals. So what happens quite often is we set goals for ourselves and we decide that we're going to do it. We're very enthusiastic. We go in and somewhere along the way, we give up on them and we're not able to follow through. Mm-hmm. And then that's when it starts the self-labeling. I do not have willpower. Mm-hmm. I do not have self-control. I am not a finisher. I am not disciplined. I am a procrastinator. All kinds of things that stories that we put on ourselves. Yeah. And then we just stop setting goals. What we don't quite often understand is these are stories that we create for ourselves because mm-hmm. we don't have the tools available to help us go through the fear that is blocking us, because it is not procrastination. Procrastination is just a symptom of fear.
Yes.
All of the things that we do that stop us from achieving that goal usually are fear. Maybe we get bored along the way and that is a very valid reason, but for the most part, it is fear that blocks us. And the first step is to understand that, and then the second step is to overcome that.
Yeah.
So I help with that process to overcome that, those fears and those blocks along the way.
Well, I love that. And I love how you say self-labeling, because that's really what people do. But like anything else that you want to become the best or an expert in, you need to have a coach to help you get there or a mentor. And I would imagine anybody listening would want to get to be their best self, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so
right.
Your topic, fear, what made you think of that today? Is that like your biggest thing that you have people come to you is overcoming the fear?
Right. So what I help people do is achieve their goals. And the way I help people achieve their goals is by helping them overcome fear, because that is what causes the blocks in their journey to achieving their goals.
So Dee, tell us a little about your story.
So I was born in India. My dad was a really cool person. He saw this ad in the newspaper in India for a job for a teacher in Africa, in Kenya. And he applied for it. He got through. And he decided to take his entire family, along with a six-month-old baby, that was me, to Kenya to move to Africa. Like, and he had no idea, and he knew nobody there, knew nobody that had gone there, and he just decided to go. I think that's where I got my travel bug from. So I grew up in Kenya, and then the first part of my life there, and then the second part of my life in Botswana. And I completed my high school there. I went to India. I did my engineering from IIT Delhi. And I worked there for a while. I came here and I did, like Tina mentioned, I studied at, I worked at Microsoft for about 10 years off and on. And I decided that this was not right for me. And I knew that it was not right for me. Maybe 2 years into my job at Microsoft, I started feeling miserable, but then I kept trying to switch different roles, different teams. I tried a different company as well, which was a smaller company, thinking that I would be a smaller fish in a smaller pond, bigger fish in a smaller pond. Mm-hmm. I tried all kinds of things and I realized that software was not right for me. And what I really enjoyed doing was helping people through their problems. So I decided to leave Microsoft and start coaching.
Yeah. So Dee, what are some ways fear sneaks up on you and how do you watch out for those nasty fears?
Thank you for asking. I love this question. So the key to everything that we do is fear, for the most part, so it is so insidious and it is so pervasive that we don't even notice it and we just accept it. And we accept it in ourselves, we accept it in everyone, and we work around it because we just know that it is normal. And it is normal. It's just that once we start to observe it, we can start to fix it so that we're not there anymore. I used to call this insecure. I've been observing this forever, and I used to call this insecurity. And what I realized is that insecurity is just the fear of not being good enough.
Yeah.
So what are some ways in which people exhibit fear? For example, simple little things. When we are talking, when we're having a conversation, if you hear yourself and what you're saying, many times you'll hear yourself trying to show that you are good, trying to prove that you are good by saying, oh, I did this cool thing today. So there is a difference. There is something about being happy and being proud about what you have achieved, and that's great, right? And there is a fine line between that and trying to seek validation and trying to say things because you want that approval or you want that compliment coming in. So these are the subtle ways in which we do it. And then, of course, there are bigger ways in which people if somebody cuts you off while you're driving on the road, that's because they're trying to prove that they're bigger and better and flashier and all that, because they're afraid that they don't have what it takes. So I used to get annoyed when people cut me off. Now I just feel sorry for them a little bit. And I feel that I understand your fear, and hopefully you'll get over it at some point. So that is...
Well, you know, and Dee, and I talk about that in my fear, in my book, I talk about that exact example, is that I feel sorry for people when they cut me off, because I know that there's something really that's going on with them in their own personal space that I didn't do anything wrong. So I love that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's survival. It's our instincts, right? Fight or flight. And it's interesting to see how that's a dynamic and maybe so subtle that you don't even realize it's going into play. So that's really interesting, Dee. Right. So when we feel that fear, what do we do?
So there are many ways to handle this. The most important thing to do is to understand it. And here is how and why we have fear in the first place. Our minds are a bodyguard. So picture a bodyguard. What is the responsibility of a bodyguard? It is to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. Is the bodyguard there to keep you happy? Is he there to make you find love or make you have, like, help you make money? No. The job of the bodyguard is simply to keep you safe. So once you understand that, every time you feel that fear, you can say, mind, I see you. I understand that you're trying to keep me safe. I don't need your help. Thank you very much.
I love that.
And so the way to do that is get yourself to a place where you feel good and you feel confident. And that's how you're going to be able to tell the mind, bye-bye.
Yeah. And I, you know, you can build those. People talk about negative triggers. I talk about positive triggers because there are both. So you can build those positive triggers that you can reflect back to when you're getting that that fear is coming in to protect you and you don't need them at that time. Just as you say, right, you've got somewhere that you can reflect back to and go, well, this is why I shouldn't be fearful in this moment because I've already accomplished this. I've done this. Right. I can get over this, right?
Right, exactly.
So what other techniques do you help with your clients when they're not feeling good, they're feeling stressed out, or they're afraid or insecure?
I'll start off with an example. I love writing articles, but every single time I sit down to write an article, I'm afraid. And I get this, and how I know it is because I get an instant hunger pang. I want to go to the fridge and I want to eat. So what do we do when we do that? So fear is basically, when fear happens, then there is a stress hormone called cortisol that goes up. And the confidence hormone, testosterone, even in women, goes down. So what we want to do is find ways to increase our testosterone level and decrease our cortisol levels. Okay. So there are a bunch of tools that we have, and everyone can find their own, sit down and list the tools that work for them and work for them in different situations, play with it, experiment with it, and figure those out. And consciously, every time you're feeling fear, pick out one of those tools and do it.
So give an example of a tool.
Right. So listening to music is a great tool. It really turns people, it turns me around instantly. Dancing. So what dancing does is, you don't need to do it in public. You can do it in your space, your own private space. But it expands you. It makes you expand. You stretch out your arms. You make yourself bigger. You take up more space. And that increases testosterone and decreases cortisol. It's the same with, you can Google power positions, so you can take up some power positions like the superwoman position that Amy Cuddy talked about. And there are many positions like that that you can take. Or you can volunteer, listen to motivational videos, do something to help someone else, and that will make you feel so good so quickly. It's unbelievable. Cook something, visit with a positive friend or upbeat friend. There are many ways that you can work through that.
Well, anybody that's listening, you can go back and listen. Think about that time where you were really depressed or really stressed about something and you were driving, and then a song came on that you danced to, your first slow dance in the seventh grade, and instantly you were out of that moment. So everybody can remember that moment where a song has came on, where they were at their lowest, and now for this few 4 minutes, you're completely not. That's exactly what Dee is talking about. You can get to that space all the time. And I've got goosebumps all over me, Dee, just from having this conversation with you, because it's so powerful what you do and you're making such an impact in people's lives. And I love it.
Okay, Dee. So I've had a super stressful day. I come home. How do I stop myself from eating a gallon of ice cream?
Right. Love that, Keelan.
One of the ways that I have used, and this might not be for everyone, but I have done a 3-day fast, and that has helped me break, just a water fast, and that has helped me break this cycle of eating when I'm stressed. And the next thing that I'm working on is I'm going to start a 26-day water fast in about 2 days, in about 2 weeks. So that will for sure break the cycle. So the next best way, I would say, is intermittent fasting. So what I used to do is eat till 5 p.m. and then don't eat anything until 7 a.m. the next day. Mm. It's doable. It's not too much. It's not too much of a thing. You may feel hunger at night, but those are usually stress hunger because you're not really hungry. Your body does not need food just for 14 hours. So that is a good way to do it. And then the other way is just observe. Every time you feel hungry, think, am I stressed about something?
Yeah.
And if I am, just break that cycle.
So we got 1 minute to wrap this up. I had so much more I wanted to talk with you about, Dee, but I want to end it with this question, because you already mentioned that fear is good. It's there for a reason. We need to have the balance in the universe. And so there's all these different things that we must have. Give an example of where fear is useful to us.
Fear is useful in many situations. There are so many scam artists out there. It helps keep us safe, so we can go through things, figure out if this is right for us or not right for us, and make a sane decision. So fear is the trigger for putting in that work to identify whether this person is a scammer or not. So fear does have its place. It's just that most of the time, many of the times, it's just trying to keep us safe too much when it's not needed.
Love it. Dee, thank you so much for joining us back in studio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We're signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, the rest of your weekend. We'll be here right back here, same place, same time, 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.